Listening Library presents The Time Warp Trio No. 14, Da Wild, Da Crazy, Da Vinci, by John Sheshka. Read for you by Brian Kennedy.
Chapter 1.
Ready?
Wait!
Yelled Sam. He fixed his glasses to take a better look.
We're supposed to be in Italy.
Fred, Sam, and I were standing with our backs to a steep, sandy hill. It looked like it could be Italy, but there was a strange-looking invention sitting in front of us. A wooden, flying saucer-shaped thing, about as big as an ice cream truck. The size wasn't the scary part. The scary part was the gun sticking out of it. The even scarier part was knowing the word that usually comes after ready, aim.
You're lucky we didn't end up in a giant toilet, said Fred. But now you'd better figure out what to do about those guns pointed our way.
I looked at the wooden flying saucer tank. Fred was right. Half of its guns were pointed right at us.
Greetings, whoever you are in there, I said. We are peaceful travelers, just looking around for a guy named Leonardo da Vinci. Ever heard of him?
A man with a short, dark beard, who wore a reddish-colored robe, stepped out from behind a group of small trees.
Who asks for Leonardo da Vinci? Said the man.
We ask for Leonardo da Vinci, I said. I mean me. I'm Joe. This is Fred. That's Sam.
The man stepped closer and looked us over. He was half smiling in a way that looked very familiar.
This guy had better not be Thomas Crapper, said Fred.
We're looking for Leonardo da Vinci because we have this book, I said. And we have a drawing in our book, just like one of the drawings from Leonardo's book.
Now the man looked surprised.
You have seen my notebooks?
Sam figured it out in a second.
Your notebooks? Of course. We are in Italy. It is you. You're just younger than you were in that drawing we saw, with the white hair and white beard.
Now the man looked very confused. Sam kept babbling anyway.
I knew it. I knew it, I knew it. Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo the scientist. Leonardo the inventor. You are Leonardo.
Yes, said the man slowly. I am Leonardo da Vinci. You know me, but I don't know you. You seem so young to be spies.
Leonardo waved one hand. Two of Leonardo's men came out from behind his wooden tank invention, carrying a long piece of rope. They tied Fred, Sam, and me together.
It's always the same thing, said Leonardo. Someone trying to steal my ideas.
Oh, no, said Sam. We are big fans of yours. We love your ideas. Your giant crossbow, your cannons, your submarine.
Now Leonardo looked shocked.
How do you know about these things?
I saw Sam was getting us deeper in trouble. I spoke up before he could do any more damage.
Oh, he's just guessing, I said. We're not spies. We're inventors, too. And we're not from anywhere near here. We're Joe, Sam, and Fred, da Brooklyn.
I don't think I know that town, said Leonardo.
No, I didn't think you would, I said.
But we came from there looking for a thin blue book with strange writing and drawings and pictures,
so we can maybe ask you a few questions about how it works and then get right back to Brooklyn and never bother you again. Really? Have you seen...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?